through is climbing on a board or doing a house lift.
That'd be a...
A little bracelet. Got a little bracelet.
What would a man wear to hold his trousers up?
Suspenders.
Okay.
They weren't there in front. And that, everybody had them too.
Okay.
They usually button on the type that you had this part, it would button on to a button you had right here in this part of your pants. You'd have two buttons. And that would button on.
Buttons on?
Yeah, it would be open and it would fit over the button, just like this right here.
Yeah.
You have the button in and the suspender had this part of it and you just do this right here.
Uh-huh.
And then you go over the back and do the same thing in the back. Then later on they came on with that snap. All you have to do is snap it on there. But the first time it was button. Mostly.
The pants had buttons on?
Yeah, they sew a button on there to fit the suspenders. You know, about to wear what you want them to wear or what you want to wear your pants.
Now, when you went out, what would you have to hold over you when it rained?
Umbrella. Everybody carried an umbrella.
Okay. What was the last thing that you would put on a bed, on a fancy, you know, the fancy top cover that you put on the bed?
Well, that was a quilt.
Okay.
You had a sheet, and then you had your quilt. And
okay.
And the quilts were made right here. They made that one. Everybody goes. All the women made quilts for the. This one would go today to the quilting party for that one, and vice versa. Till everybody had a quilt.
Yeah, and you put your head on them.
They had pillows then.
But did you ever see one that would go from one side of the bed?
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Seen many of them. We had them.
That was.
It was one big pillow, the length of the bed.
Yeah, it didn't go partway across the bed.
No, it went all the way. It was one solid pillow. The bed was 4 feet long. The pillow was 4 feet long. They didn't have them like you have today, one for each.
A bolster.
I don't know what it is. That's what it is. That's what they had. Oh, I've seen that many times. They covered that too. That was made either out of moss, corn shucks, and that was covered with, again, a flour sack.
Okay. Now, I asked you about the, the kind of land you had. Kind of the land that was low and had a lot of water in it was called, swamps, you said.
Yeah, well, that's what they refer to. But when the old timers planted, they bring up the land, you know, they plow it and then they make sort of a hill the length of the field. And that's where your crops are planted on top of that hill. So that way, they even though the water comes down and down the hill, it irrigates the plant, but also doesn't knock the plant down. It's above, you know, it's made up. Take like a dump a load of dirt on top of a flat piece of land, it would make a little hill. Well, that was made, or just about level, the length of the field. And the cucumbers were planted spaced so many inches apart, and then on down on that field. Then when the cucumbers would grow and start bearing cucumbers, it would spread out all over the place, but then the main part of the plant was up high where the water couldn't get to it.
Okay. You said a hill. Was the land, did it have any different, height to the land? You mentioned that some parts of yesterday, or the last time I talked with you, some parts were underwater.
A lot of parts is below sea level.
Okay.
But then they always make a little, we call them little ditches all around the field where they would irrigate into a main drainage ditch like we have in the back of the house. It ran out, it's reserved. When you own a section of land, you have bordered by a drainage ditch. It's an open ditch, but it flows to the back ditch and empties out there. And that's where all the island itself, the water goes into that ditch, drains into that ditch, and that ditch drains into the main bay.
Okay.
And it goes back there.
Different types of soil you have here.
Soil?
Yeah, what kind of?
Well, here.
Have you got?
You got a soil that really is a good fertile soil, about 4 inches thick. And anything below that is sand.
Mm-hmm.
So that 4 inches is where your crop would take off, you know, with good rich soil. But then what the old timer used to do too, to make the soil fertile, they would take shrimp bran. You know, you boil shrimp, and they sell those little dried shrimp in a pack?
Yes, sir.
Well, that dry shrimp, when they put it into the processor, it goes into a circular machine and it knocks all the